Hey guys, Big Yeti here from Ride With Purpose, and welcome to episode 2 of Throttle Talk. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about the upcoming Mama Tried Motorcycle Show held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, this coming Friday, February 21st through Sunday, February 23rd. We're also going to talk a little bit about my weekend. I had an amazing weekend, so let's get into it. All right, like we talked, man, we're going to be diving into the Mama Tried Motorcycle Show, which is coming up here in just 5 short days. It is ticking by as slowly as possible, man. I feel like a kid on Christmas. It's just, Santa's never going to come. But first and foremost, though, let's get into my weekend. I had an amazing weekend. My youngest daughter, a Northern Michigan University student, came all the way down from Marquette back to Traverse City, back home, to see her mom and dad. And it just filled my heart, man. It was a good time. We had an amazing dinner Saturday night at Boone's Long Lake Inn. If you guys have not heard of Boone's, look her up. And if you're from the area, or even if you're not, you're riding through the area, you guys need to check it out. It's two-wheel friendly. It's a bit pricey, but trust me, you're going to be leaving that place with a doggy bag. It's really good. So, and it's set on a beautiful, beautiful scenery outside, just outside of Long Lake, and set right next to some farmland and some cows and all that kind of stuff. They even have an outdoor patio there. But I had one of the best steaks I've had in a very long time. Put it right up here. And yeah, it was just a good night of some family time, some family movie time, and joking around and laughing. And man, it just it really re-energized me, because I needed that more than I know. So but yeah, let's get into the Mama Tried Motorcycle Show 2025. So this Friday, as many of you that follow the channel or follow us on Facebook know that Brother Mook, Big E for the Mid Michigan Biker Podcast, and myself are getting up at the crack of dawn to drive over to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which is about an 8-hour drive for us. We have to go around the lake through Chicago, and we'll be there. It's going to be a good time. And Big E lives about, hour and 45 minutes south of us. He lives down there in the Ludington area. So we're going to have to trek over there and then shoot down and around. And I'm looking forward to it. Not looking forward to actually fitting 3 big guys into a small little vehicle, but it'll be fine. We might even end up taking the Hot Rod Lincoln. Who knows? But yeah, so plan is Friday, we're going to get up, head out, and get right to the Harley-Davidson Museum. I mentioned this in the last couple episodes. So Big E and Brother Mook have not been there yet, and it's one of the greatest places on earth, I think. So, I'm excited for that. And then that night is flat out Friday, and we got some friends going to be hanging out over there. So I do believe we're going to head over that way and see some of our boys here from the Mitten State. And it's going to be a good time. So, but I did write myself, let's back up a little bit. I made a notion when I decided we were going to do this about 2 months ago or so that I was not going to do any research on it. I did follow their page on Facebook just to get information. But I was going to do my best not to have any preconceived notions going into this event. I want it to be kind of fresh and exciting to me. I'm a bit of a weirdo like that, so I don't like having any ideas about the negative or the positive. I just wanted to go in there and just experience for what it is at that moment. That did not last very long, because last Tuesday, I could not sleep, and I woke up at like 1:30 in the morning and dove down the rabbit hole of the Mama Tried Show. And reading through past articles and, you know, past Instagram posts and Facebook posts and somewhat from what other people say and things like that, I kind of came up with a little bit of an article, and I figured I'd share that guy with you guys right now. So let's get into it.
The Mama Tried Motorcycle Show, held annually in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, has become a cornerstone event in the motorcycle community, celebrating the artistry and the culture of custom and vintage motorcycles. Founded by Warren Hare and Scott Johnson, the show was conceived to bring together motorcycle enthusiasts and builders in a city rich with motorcycle heritage. Since its inception, Mama Tried has showcased a diverse array of motorcycles, from meticulously restored classics to innovative custom builds. The event emphasizes inclusivity, welcoming riders and fans from all backgrounds to share in the passion for two-wheel craftsmanship. Over the years, the show has expanded its offerings to include live music, art installations, and vendor booths, creating a vibrant atmosphere that extends beyond the motorcycles themselves. A significant milestone in the show's history was its relocation to the Eagles Club, a historic venue in Milwaukee. This move not only provided a larger space to accommodate the growing number of exhibitors and attendees, but also connected the event to a site steeped in local history. The Eagles Club, built in 1926, has hosted numerous iconic events and adds a unique character to the show. In addition to the main event, Mama Tried collaborates with Flat Out Friday, an indoor flat track racing event. This partnership offers attendees an exhilarating experience, combining the appreciation of motorcycle craftsmanship with the excitement of live racing. The races are inclusive, allowing both seasoned racers and novices to participate, further fostering a sense of community among enthusiasts. The show's commitment to community and culture is evident in its efforts to blend local Milwaukee influences with global motorcycle trends. By infusing the event with the city's unique character, Mama Tried has created a distinctive experience that resonates with both locals and visitors. This approach has solidified its reputation as a must-attend event in the biker world. As Mama Tried Motorcycle Show continues to grow, it remains dedicated to honoring the rich history of motorcycles while embracing contemporary innovations. The event serves as a testament to the enduring appeal of the motorcycle culture and the vibrant community that supports it.
Whew, man, I cannot wait to get out there. I keep saying it over and over. It's going to be a long effing week, I tell you that. But so if any of you are heading out there to the Mama Tried Motorcycle Show, put it in the comments. If you happen to see us walking around, please come up and say hi. I have some stickers to hand out. Might even have a few patches to hand out as well. And that goes for Big E for the Mid-Michigan Biker Podcast as well. I'm sure he's going to be bringing some swag with him and representing some pretty badass local Michigan companies. So, but yeah, that's what we got for this week. We'll be doing a lot of filming out there. I'm hoping to. I say that. Chances are I will forget to film everything because I'll be so caught up in the damn moment. I'm not good at this YouTube thing at all, obviously.
No shit, Sherlock.
But we do plan on doing a lot of content out there and talking to some of the builders. Brother Mook and I got some VIP passes, so we get to go backstage and into the VIP lounge and do all that kind of stuff. Thank you to my beautiful wife for that Christmas gift. You're amazing. She got those, so she wouldn't have to go with me. She's a smart cookie, so... And one more thing before we get on out of here. We have reached 500 subscribers on our YouTube page. That's pretty amazing. We started this whole journey just over a year ago, and I've been very inconsistent at it and not very good at it. And nothing's changed in the last year. So, but we have teamed up with our good friends over at Michigan Bike Life, and we're going to be doing a giveaway. So we're going to be doing that sometime in March. We will be making a video, a special video just for that giveaway and drawing a random winner from those directions given in the comments. And so, man, not only have Michigan Bike Life been huge supporters of our content creation and what we do, they have really stepped up and been big supporters for our mission, helping our veterans out. So, man, Paula, Carl, thank you guys so much for all you do for us. And I am honored to rock your guys' gear and have you guys on my bike and show that thing off, man. Michigan Bike Life is top-notch people, and they have an excellent product and just even better people, man. That's what we're trying to make our relationships about here at Ride With Purpose. It ain't about what you can offer us, it's who you are and what you're all about. So, again, thank you guys. And as always, man, you guys ride with purpose. Keep the dumb fuckery to a minimal. We'll see you next time. Peace. Yeah.
Yeah.